Right then, time for a one-off play from the writers of Steptoe & Son, Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. And they're taking us to France, 1926, where business for Monsieur Clicquot is looking a bit dead. Mind you, in the world of embalming, that can be an advantage. Richard Griffith stars as a funeral director on a mission.
Saint-Valois-sur-Seine, France. The year of our Lord, 1926.
Hello. Clicquot at feasts, undertakers. Embalming a speciality. Wrong number. Are you sure? Oh, pity. Perhaps you'd like to take a note of our number for future reference. You may also be interested in our new Pay Now, Die Later scheme. Hello? Oh, dear, people are so sensitive these days. Ah, good morning, Madame Dupont.
Good morning, Monsieur Clicquot.
A beautiful morning, is it not? But a deceptive wind, I fear. I trust you are well covered.
Oh, yes, thank you, Monsieur Clicquot.
Good, good. Please do sit down.
Oh, thank you. Do you mind if I smoke?
Mind? I insist. Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, it's about my grandfather.
Ah, yes, very sad. This must be a very anxious and trying time for you. A wonderful old man, a true son of France.
The doctor came in again this morning and...
Madame Dupont, words of comfort are inadequate at a time like this. You may feel that a man in my profession, after all these years, has become hardened, indifferent to the sorrow of others, but you would be wrong. Let me assure you, dear lady...
The doctor said that he's much better.
Pardon?
He's getting up this afternoon.
Oh, I see. Well, this is indeed wonderful news. I couldn't be happier for you.
Yes, and after us all thinking that he was going.
Yes, an amazing old gentleman. Well, Madame Dupont, I'm sure you'll want to get back to him. It must be a great relief to know that he's come through this crisis yet again.
There is just one other thing.
Yes.
Well, seeing as things have turned out as they have, could we have our deposit back?
I see. Do you think this is wise? We must take into consideration the old gentleman's age. Why not let the arrangements stand, and then when the time comes, you won't have to go through all this unhappy business again?
Well, you know, things are a bit tight at home. And he's got to have these special foods.
Mm.
And what with my husband still on strike, well, it would help if we could have the money back.
I see. Of course. 1,000 francs, wasn't it?
1,200.
Oh, of course, yes. Now then, 1,185. That's all I seem to have. I'll owe you the rest. Good morning, Madame Dupont.
Good morning, Monsieur Clicquot.
Do give your grandfather my very best wishes for his continued health.
Oh, well, I'd rather not say anything because he doesn't know I've been down here. I wouldn't like him to think we were trying to rush him.
Of course not. I quite understand. Good day, madam.
Good day, monsieur.
Excuse me, Monsieur Clicquot, sir. Can you spare a minute?
Unfortunately, Alphonse, I can, as long as you like.
It's this coffin for old Dupont. The wood's no good. It's not seasoned, you see. And all those knot holes, this will warp after a couple of months.
It doesn't matter, really. The order has been cancelled.
Cancelled?
It was a false alarm. Monsieur Dupont is still with us and looks like remaining so for some considerable time.
Oh, I am sorry, sir.
Oh, Alphonse, that isn't the attitude for an undertaker to adopt.
We were relying on him, weren't we?
But that's beside the point. As on countless occasions I've had need to explain to you, we are in a very delicate position. As businessmen, cancelled orders must be viewed with regret. But as human beings, we must try and temper it with a certain amount of rejoicing.
We'll open a bottle of Beaujolais.
We will not. The till is empty.
Oh, this is too bad. Business is dead these days. Oh, Beg your pardon, sir, that was unintentional.
I should hope so. You may get back to work now, Alphonse. Go and groom the horses.
I'm always grooming the horses.
I've had an offer for them. I was in the butcher's yesterday. He made me a very good bid. I refused, of course.
You could put a down payment on a Citroen.
I am not going motorised. It is not dignified. And another thing, grease the rollers. They're getting rusty.
Well, they're not used enough, are they?
They squeak. Some very uncanny noises were heard when we pulled the last container out. The relatives were most perturbed. And have a look at the brakes, too, while you're about it. You nearly ran me over going down Valois Hill last time.
Why you have to walk in front all the way, I do not know.
That will do, Alphonse.
Well, you're old-fashioned. Look at Proudhon and Brouhaha in Pont de Seine. Young, go ahead. They're taking all your business away from you. They don't waste time walking in front of their hearses.
I'm well aware of that. Only last week one of their processions was fined for exceeding the speed limit.
Well, with the amount of work they've got, you can't hang about. Aren't you going to lunch?
No, I don't think I'll bother today. I'm on a diet.
You haven't got anything, have you?
No.
Here, I have some of mine. Pate, cheese, the rillettes are good, some plums, breast of chicken.
How can you afford all this? I haven't paid you for 6 weeks.
I make myself useful to the ladies of the village.
At your age?
At their age, they can't remember the difference.
Hmm. Oh, it was coming along so nicely, this DuPont casket. Beautiful grain.
Well, it looks all right now, but you wait till I put the handles on. It'll split right down the middle. It's the wood, you see.
Yeah, well, I apologise. You're an excellent craftsman. You deserve the best materials. If you want to go to Prudhomme and Brouard, I'll understand.
Never. I've been here all my life. I shall die here. While I have the time, I shall make two more. One for me and one for you. How tall are you?
Oh, nonsense. We're both of us got years ahead of us. This is just a temporary depression. We've had good times. You remember the send-off we gave to old Baron Lafayette?
Oh, those were the days. The most talked-about funeral of 1922. Half the nobility of France came. Photos in the Paris papers. We could do with another one like that. Solve all our problems, that would.
Yes, it would, wouldn't it?
Yes. What a pity we haven't got one coming in.
Ah, but you know, I think we may have.
What?
Yes. I think we're about to undertake the biggest funeral that Cliquot et Fils has ever handled in its entire 95 years.
Really? Well, that's good news, Mr. Cliquot. Who is it?
I haven't decided yet, Alphonse.
Haven't decided? Mr. Cliquot, you're not going to commit a...
Oh, no, no! Nothing like that, Alphonse. No, we'll have to think of someone. Let's see now. What do you fancy? A member of the aristocracy? A leading member of the Comédie Française? An admiral, perhaps? We've never had an admiral. Who do you fancy?
I don't know, Mr. Cliquot. I don't understand what you mean.
Leave the selection to me, Alphonse. I'll put them all into a hat and draw one out. Oh, it's going to be a lovely funeral.
There we are. Finished. What do you think?
Alphonse, you have surpassed yourself. This is the finest coffin we've ever produced.
And the brass plaque finishes it off lovely, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. Beautiful work. General Henri-François de la Breton, Croix de Guerre, Légion d'honneur, born 1846, died 1926.
Are you sure you know what you're doing? If this ever gets out, we'll be ruined.
No one will ever find out. Unknown generals die every day of the week. They're soon forgotten. People will just remember the magnificent funeral arranged by Cliquot et Fils.
No, I don't know. I think he's dodgy. Why couldn't you pick on a Monsieur somebody?
Because Monsieur somebodies don't have big funerals. Didn't put enough rocks into it.
Well, how big was he then?
Oh, well, I mean, he was a general. I think he'd be a big man. He'd be quite fat. They live well. I think a few more cobblestones should do it. Yeah, look, that's enough. We've got to lift it, remember? No, right, put the lid on. Good. Now, keep that and your mouth closed. Oh, who's that?
Oh, not him.
Who?
It's that reporter from the local paper, Michel Lorraine. It's all going to come out. Let's stop now. Let's forget about it.
Don't panic. It's his job. J- Just what we need, publicity. He's only going to ask a few routine questions for his obituary column.
You might start checking up. You might look up the army lists.
Not if we answer all his questions. He won't have to do any probing. Leave everything to me. Good afternoon. Can I be of assistance?
I'm Lorraine from the Journal de Centre.
Ah, not the Michelle Lorraine.
Oh, you've heard of me.
My dear young man, I read your column with the greatest interest. Your article last week on bribery and corruption in the local council. A brand new school falling down after 6 months. Scandalous. A very perceptive piece of writing, if I may say so. Most timely.
You're very kind.
I'm surprised the Paris newspapers haven't snapped you up, but soon, no doubt soon.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now then, what can I do for you?
I've heard you're making arrangements for a very big funeral next week.
That is so.
A general, I believe.
That is correct.
Could you perhaps, fill in some of the background for me?
Oh, by all means. The deceased is General Henri-François de la Bretonne, Légion d'honneur, Croix de guerre, known to his troops as Rocky de la Bretonne.
Is he a local man? I'm not familiar with the name.
That's very interesting. I'm afraid he's unknown in these parts, as indeed he is to the rest of the country. You see, General de la Bretonne served all his active career in Indochina and has been retired from the army for 35 years. And last week he unfortunately passed on in Saigon.
I see. If he isn't a local man, then why is he being buried in St. Valois?
That is also very interesting. It seems the general himself comes from a military family. Mm-hmm. He was born in an army camp. Unfortunately, no one quite knows where, but it appears that the general, as a youth, was on manoeuvres in the district, and when he died, he expressed a last wish to be buried in the beautiful countryside he remembered so well from his youth.
Oh, what an interesting story.
Yes, well, I thought so. I hope that'll serve you.
Do you think I might see?
No, I'm sorry, that's out of the question. He isn't a pretty sight. Tiger, you know, as he was sitting on the veranda. His servants heard the screams, but nasty business.
Tragic.
Well, if that's all for now, you must excuse me.
But I would like to know a little more about him. I can build this up into a big story. A general serving in Indochina all his life.
Yes, but as an administrator, high civil servant stuff, very dull, routine paperwork.
What about all the medals? He must have been a hero.
Mere accolades for long service. Not received on the field of battle at all. It's the funeral you should concentrate on. The coffin is the best quality teak lined in...
The quiet general. Ha ha, the hero. Nobody knew. We can make him known.
He wasn't a hero. He doesn't wish to be known. All he wants is to be exceptionally well buried. The coffin will be borne by 12 pallbearers, each dressed in the most magnificent...
Thank you, Monsieur Clicquot. I think I have all I need.
His favourite flowers will be there in profusion. Clicquot et fils. Monsieur Lorraine, I beg of you, nothing sensational, please.
Read all about it. Hero of France returns home to be buried.
Fellow councillors, I have called this extraordinary meeting of the town council to discuss the forthcoming funeral of General Henri-François de la Bretonne. We cannot allow this momentous occasion in the history of Saint-Valois to go unnoticed. The war ministry may have forgotten him, but we at Saint-Valois will not.
Yeah. A statue! We should put up a statue to him.
I was coming to that. We should open a public subscription to raise the money to erect a suitable memorial to this adopted son.
Hear, hear. And I personally, as an old soldier, will open the list with a donation of 1,000 francs.
Some of us have done better than others recently.
What do you mean by that? I had nothing to do with that school falling down. I was exonerated.
Then where did you get the money for that new car?
Gentlemen, the statue.
Put me down for 50 francs.
Before we commission the statue, don't you think we better find out what he looked like first?
My wife's brother is a sculptor.
Oh, he's rubbish.
Did the war memorial.
All the rifles fell off.
He was working with inferior stone.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen! Order, please!
Alphonse, ring up the Comédie Française and book, say, 30. No, make it 40 aristocratic-looking actors, morning clothes. We'll pay trade union rates and...
Monsieur Clicquot, how are you paying for all this?
It doesn't matter. If this doesn't work, I won't need the premises or my house anymore. Where have all these flowers come from? They're not supposed to arrive till tomorrow.
These aren't the ones we ordered. These are from the townspeople.
Gone but not forgotten, St. Valois Town Council. Old soldiers never die, St. Valois' old comrades. Only sleeping, St. Valois' Women's Guild. Oh, really, the town's gone mad.
I told you, you've set something in motion that you can't stop. We ought to shut up shop and run for it.
We can't run for it. The hole's been dug. This isn't how I visualised it at all. Hello? Clicquot Edfils? Mayor? How are you, Gerard? A photograph of the general? What for? What statue? Really, Gerard? How much? 100,000 francs and still coming in? Well, of course we'll donate something. A photograph, yes. Well, I'm afraid there isn't a... No, there's no need to get onto the War Ministry. I've suddenly remembered one. Alphonse, my grandfather's photo on the counter. Give it here. Oh, yes, I have it here. It's a very good likeness. I'll send it round to you. Goodbye. See you at the funeral, yes.
That's done it.
Not at all. Just cut Grandmama out of it. Nobody will know. Grandpapa always did want a statue erected of himself.
Close the window, Sergeant. At ease, men. Now, you've all seen the paper about this old General Henri, whatever his name is. This reporter has implied that the army have ignored this grand old man. Now, we've got to show these civilians that the army knows how to honour its heroes.
Shall I get on to the War Ministry, sir?
It's Saturday afternoon. There won't be anybody there. No, this is something we've got to do off our own bat, for the glory of France. I want a full turnout of the entire regiment in full dress uniform, lining the route. Oh, and a 21-gun salute over the grave. Vive la France!
Right. The cortege leaves in 5 minutes. Is everything ready?
No. We're having trouble with the relatives.
Oh, now what?
They're talking about going on strike.
Oh, really? Stand by the casket. Don't let anybody open it. Sit on it if needs be. Look, what's going on? All you extras, you're supposed to be sitting in the carriages.
I am the spokesman representing the union members playing the part of the mourners in this engagement.
Well?
My members are dissatisfied. When we agreed the rates, we were under the impression it was an open-air theatrical production at non-speaking rates.
Exactly. I don't want anybody to talk. That's the whole point. If anybody asks questions, you're supposed to be too choked up with emotion to say anything.
Precisely. Registering of emotions requires a certain amount of acting ability beyond the terms of employment of non-speaking walk-on parts. That'll be an extra 10 francs per artist or the carriage leaves here empty.
This is blackmail.
Yes, that's what we thought. I can take it that you agree to our demands?
Oh, yes, all right. Just get in those carriages and look sad.
Thank you. Good afternoon. All right, everybody, all back in the carriages, we've got it. Now, no smiles, remember, we're sad, right? No smiles.
What?
Come in! Monsieur Clicquot?
Yes?
Colonel Moreau-Briard-Savarin reporting with pallbearers. The gun carriage and mass bands are outside. Now, where is the coffin?
Here, what are you doing with that flag?
Flag? This is the tricolore. It will, of course, be draped over the coffin.
What, and cover up my scroll work?
The general is entitled to be buried with full military honours. Any attempt to remove the tricolore will be considered as an act of treason and the perpetrator shot.
Now, you listen to me, young man. This is a Clicquot funeral. I will not have outsiders coming in and altering all the arrangements. I have been conducting funerals for over 30 years.
Monsieur Clicquot.
Oh, now what? What is it, Gerard?
I have never been so insulted in all my life.
What's the matter with you?
As mayor of this community and the official representative of the Saint-Valois Town Council, I insist on riding in the first carriage immediately behind the remains.
I don't care where you ride. This is a funeral, not a carnival parade.
Don't you talk to me like that. I am the mayor, and as such am entitled
Who's in
to...
charge here?
I'm beginning to wonder. What can I do for you?
Lacroix, Prefecture of Police. Can we please get started? There are an estimated 20,000 people lining the route.
How marvellous.
People are converging from all over the department, and the 19th stage of the Tour de France will be arriving in 2.5 hours, and the horse manure will have to be cleaned up before they get here.
Will you give instructions about my carriage?
Yes! Yeah, you can sit on one of the horses as far as I'm concerned. Now, please, can we begin?
Detail! Full up! Coffin!
Lift! Don't drop it!
I told you we put too many cobblestones in.
Shush!
To the gun carriage! Slow! March!
But unlike Mark Antony, we have also come to praise him. This brave man who spent his entire life in the service of his country. This man whose valor in the face of the enemy was an inspiration to all who served under him.
Well done, Monsieur Clicquot. This is the first time the Archbishop has left his palace since Lloyd George came over for the armistice.
And so we commit the earthly remains of this great man to his last eternal resting place.
Clicquot et fils.
Clicquot et fils, can I help you?
Clicquot et fils, may I be of assistance?
On behalf of Clicquot et fils, may I offer you our deepest...
This is one of our more exclusive caskets, madame. Very modern, the Art Deco design. This one is also most effective. Notice the simplicity of
shape. Of course, madame. You can safely leave the arrangements to us. We can fit it in on Thursday at 3 o'clock. Will that be satisfactory to you? Good. Enter.
Monsieur Clicquot?
Yes, Jean.
A lady to see you.
Show her in. Ah, good afternoon, madame. Come in. Won't you take a seat?
Oh, it's so nice of you to see me personally. You must be very busy.
Not at all, dear lady. Though it's true we are a large and expanding concern, it's still essential for one to retain the personal touch. Now then, madame, how can I be of assistance?
A few months ago, you saw to the arrangements of the funeral of my dear late husband.
Ah, yes. What was his name?
General Henri François de la Breton.
General Henri François de la Breton?
Yes.
His wife?
Yes. You do remember the occasion?
Yes, yes, I do indeed. I didn't know the general was married.
Oh, yes, yes. 25 years. We met in Indochina. His loss was a terrible blow to me.
It must have been. The general was, of course, buried over 6 months ago. May I ask why you've only just come forward?
Well, you see, I've been trying to decide the best way to go about it.
Go about what?
Well, as the general's widow, I am, of course, entitled to the usual allowances, such as widow's pension, which, as you know, in the case of a general, can be quite considerable.
Yes, indeed it can be. Of course, before you could claim such a pension, you'd be expected to provide a marriage certificate as proof of the union, which might be rather difficult.
Yes, I think it would. But then, it might be just as difficult to provide his death certificate, or even his birth certificate. But perhaps I am wasting your time. Perhaps I should go to the War Office and let them look into it for me.
My dear...
Madame de la Breton.
Quite. When did you first decide that the man we've buried was your husband?
When I looked in the coffin and saw him lying there.
You looked in the coffin?
Yes. I was alone in your back room for a few seconds, and I did so want to see him for the last time, so I took the liberty of lifting the lid.
I see.
The Comédie Française, I presume?
Indeed.
Of course. I remember you were wearing a veil.
Yes.
Well, I think we understand each other. Madame de la Breton, as the widow of the late general, exactly how much were you expecting to be entitled to?
Oh, well, I should say 150 francs a week widow's pension for the rest of my life, to begin with. Then, of course, there are the children.
The children?
Four strapping boys.
Four?
Yes. And school fees are so expensive these days.
Yes, they are indeed. Is that all?
Well, there is the inheritance, of course. My husband was a very rich man.
He was?
Oh, yes. Look at the size of his funeral. It speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And naturally, I would inherit the bulk of the estate.
Well, of course you would. All in all, it would seem to amount to quite a considerable sum.
Very considerable.
If I pass you a piece of paper, perhaps you would care to write down an approximation.
By all means. Yeah.
I see. Not quite what Germany owes us in reparations.
I think it reflects the newfound success of the business.
Perhaps if I were to offer you a partnership.
Equal, of course.
Of course.
And underwritten naturally by marriage.
So soon after his death?
I think so.
Very well.
Good. I accept your proposal.
Being best man, Alphonse.
Doesn't she look horrible?
Horrible.
Well, we nearly got away with it.
Don't worry. The game isn't over yet.
Where are you going on your honeymoon?
India. On safari. I have a feeling that there's a tiger in the long grass somewhere, sharpening his claws, ready to strike the Breton family once again. Alphonse? I think you ought to start work on another casket.
Certainly, sir. It'll be a pleasure.
You have been listening to Clicquot et Fils, written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, starring Richard Griffiths as Clicquot, Roger Lloyd Pack as Alphonse, and Josie Lawrence as Madame Dupont and Madame de la Bretonne. Other parts were played by Jonathan Cecil, Ramsay Gilderdale, Simon Greenall, Les Clack, Robert Harley, and Phil Nice. The producer was Mark Robson. Clicquot et Fils is part of the Galton & Simpson Radio Playhouse, a Red Door production in association with TLBM Productions for BBC Radio 4.